99.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Our CBS poll finds former President Trump leading GOP candidates nationwide as Republicans in Iowa get set to caucus tonight. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Des Moines.
The hope is to build attention and momentum for the rest of the campaign, but that could be complicated by the sub-zero temperatures and whether people will show up.
Temperature there right now, minus 11. At least four deaths in Oregon are blamed on the deep freeze. Democratic and Republican leaders in Washington have unveiled a plan to keep the government funded past Friday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I have worked with Leader McConnell. He agrees with me that we should avoid a shutdown. So hopefully we can get this done.
100 days into the Israel-Hamas war, the Pentagon says the U.S. thwarted a missile that was aimed squarely at an American warship in the Red Sea. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The military says the U.S. aircraft shot it down mid-air interception off the coast of Yemen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tens of thousands of people in Wisconsin have had to endure the coldest weather of the winter so far without power to heat their homes and businesses. Most of the outages are in southeast Wisconsin, where We Energy says it expects to have all the power back on by midday today. Arctic air is forecast to keep highs in the single digits through tomorrow. Donald Trump is expected to win tonight's Iowa caucuses, even though the retail-style campaign in Iowa is designed to give all candidates a chance to reach voters.
All of these candidates, regardless of how much they have in their campaign treasuries, all of them have a shot at making their case. That's why Iowa's important.
Iowa Republican Party Chair Jeff Kaufman speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There are dangerously cold wind chills today, prompting an advisory from the National Weather Service. With the wind making it feel like 30 below zero, the risk of frostbite on exposed skin is high within about 30 minutes. Overnight and tomorrow morning are expected to be just as cold. Many communities do have warming centers open to help people deal with the cold. The Franklin woman who was found guilty of killing a friend with eye drops is still awaiting her sentencing. In court late last week, the judge delayed sentencing until April for Jesse Kurjeski. It follows a lengthy trial that included a confession she gave to police about her involvement. Prosecutors argued that she poisoned her friend due to financial reasons. Her attorneys withdrew at the end of the trial due to a letter Kurjeski allegedly wrote asking a friend to fake documents. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Packers advance in the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a stunning win. Green Bay 48-32 over the heavily favored Cowboys in Dallas. Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored three touchdowns. Jordan Love threw three touchdowns and had nearly a perfect quarterback rating of 157.2.
It's been a long season. We've been counted out. Can't say enough how proud I am of everybody in the locker room.
Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy on the loss.
I don't think anybody saw this coming. I mean, you got to give Green Bay credit. They came in here hot, and yeah, we're hurting.
Team owner Jerry Jones.
The coaching to the players to what's around the corner on a personal basis, I'm floored.
The Packers face the 49ers on the road Saturday night, 7:15 in the divisional playoffs. NBA, the Bucks with a 144-143 win in overtime against the Sacramento Kings. Damian Lillard coming up with a huge three-point winning shot at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be dangerously cold out there. Wind chill from about minus 25 to minus 30 today, tonight, and tomorrow. Today will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. 3 above for a high tonight. Down to 10 below tomorrow, partly cloudy. Becoming breezy with a high near 4 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, brother? What's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show, a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
Cold, but I'm doing good. How are you,
yeah,
Earl?
Man, we're here. Remember, how many times do I say it, man? Mother Nature never forgets. November. No snow. December, no snow, basically. And now we've caught up with all the snow that we didn't get, and we're almost a little bit ahead. She never forgets. But anyway, this is a very special day for me. And, you know, not just because it's Dr. King's holiday. It is a special day for me. Because a man that I have, you know, honored and respected and revered and followed and copied in some way, shape, or form is recognized in some states across this nation, still not all, for the great work that he's done. So we're going to continue what we did, I think, a couple days ago. I want people to get to know who Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was. Not the I Have a Dream Dr. King. He was much, much more than that. But before we get into two speeches that we're going to play today in their entirety, one is called Paul's Letter to American Christians. The second one is The Other America. And I want to read this quickly before we go to those speeches. And we're going to try to get them in. And then once we do that, we'll take calls. But this is a letter that has been written and by and it appeared on Wired, a conservative activist and Turning Point USA co-founder Charlie Kirk plans to mark Martin Luther King Jr.'s day by trashing Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Martin Luther King was awful, Kirk said recently. He's not a good person. This is part of Kirk's broader strategy to discredit the civil rights leader and the landmark legislation most associated with King, the Civil Rights Act of 1964. I have a very, hold on, as my computer is acting up. But what I'm looking to point out before we actually get into the crux of what I'm going to be doing this morning with Dr. King as my computer is having trouble with apparently the code, is to point out that even after all of that time that has elapsed, that we still find ourselves in this nation fighting the same battle that Dr. King fought, the same battle that Dr. King's grandfather fought, the same battle that his great-great-grandfather fought, and the battle that even in my generation that I'm fighting, and even the fight that my children and their generation is going to fight, and then their children's children is going to fight. So we've got to be honest about our nation, about where it is, about what it is. And, you know, at a time when people want to do away with the history of this nation, to me, we need to challenge it, those who want to do away with that history. So I can't get my computer to work. So, Calvin, if you please begin Paul's letter to American Christians by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
So this morning I would like to use as a subject Paul's letter to American Christians. Paul's letter to American Christians. I would like to share with you an imaginary letter from the pen of the Apostle Paul, the postmark reveals that it comes from the island of Crete. And after noticing and opening the letter, I discovered that it was written in ill-formed, sprawling Greek. And at the top of the letter was this request: read to the people when they assemble themselves together, and pass on to the other churches. I have labored with the translation for several days. At times it has been difficult, but now I think I have its substance. And if in giving this letter the content sounds strangely Kingian rather than Paulinian, attribute it to my lack of objectivity rather than Paul's lack of clarity. It is quite miraculous indeed that the Apostle Paul should be writing a letter to you and me 1900 years after his last letter appeared in the New Testament. How that is possible, I do not know, and I do not really care. The important thing is that I can imagine Paul speaking to us in 1956, speaking to American Christians, and here is the letter as it stands before me. I, an apostle of Jesus Christ, through the will of God, to you who are in America, grace and peace be unto you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I had longed to be able to come to see you. I have heard of you and what you are doing. I have heard of the fascinating and astounding advances that you have made in the scientific and the material realms. I have heard of your aeroplanes, and I have heard about the fact that through your scientific genius, You have been able to dwarf distance and place time in chains. Yes, you have been able to carve highways through the stratosphere. And so in your world, you have made it possible to eat breakfast in London, England, and lunch in New York City. I have heard about your skyscraping buildings with our towers steeping heavenward as if to bathe their peaks in the lofty blue. I have heard of your great medical science and all of your advances in the medical realm. And so you have been able to cure many dread plagues and diseases, and thereby to prolong your life and bring about greater security and physical well-being. All of that is wonderful. You can do things now that could not be done in the Greco-Roman world of my day. You can make journeys now in one day that it took me 3 months to make. That is wonderful. You have gone a long, long way in material advances. But America, I am wondering, as I look at you from afar, whether or not you have gone as far in the spiritual and moral realm. It seems to me, America, that although you have advanced scientifically and materially, you lag behind spiritually and morally. Your poet Thoreau used to talk about improved means to an unimproved end. And how often that is true, you have allowed the material means by which you live to outdistance the spiritual ends for which you live. You have allowed your mentality to outrun your morality. You have allowed your civilization to outdistance your culture. Yes, America, you go very high in the spiritual realm, in the material realm. But how far have you gone in the moral realm? Through your scientific genius, you have been able to make of the world a neighborhood. But through your moral and spiritual genius, you have failed to make of it a brotherhood.
All right. For those of you who are just joining us, this is a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show as we listen to some of the greatest speeches of Reverend Dr. King. Very poignant. And if you didn't know that this speech was back in 1958, you'd think it was just written yesterday. We're going to spend some time talking about Dr. King and today, and about how important a man he was. And this, again, is a letter, a fictitious letter, that Paul, Dr. King, said would have written to today's American Christian. From the thoughts of the Apostle Paul, we got to take a short hiatus. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Bucks and Packer fans, listen up. Your smiles are in for a winning treatment at Dr. Stephen W. Campbell's office at 3801 Monarch Drive in Racine. Just like your favorite teams dominate the field, Dr. Campbell excels in dental care, and your winning grin is his top priority. Whether you're cheering for the Bucks or celebrating a Packers victory, make sure your smile is game day ready. Call Dr. Stephen W. Campbell at 262-432-9529, where your winning smile is always in season.
When you cheer on and celebrate the green and gold, be sure to have O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle on hand. O&H's famous kringle pastry has a delicious delicious filling of cheesehead cream cheese and dark chocolate tundra chunks. It's perfect for your game time gathering and is absolutely delicious. It disappears fast, so you may want to pick up an extra. Show and share your team spirit with O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Edition of the Earl Ingram Show, as we celebrate one of the greatest men who ever lived, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And so we're playing a couple of, I think, my favorite speeches of Dr. King. There were so many, but these two really are going to have a major impact. This one is Paul's letter to American Christians. Calvin, if you would be so kind.
And what does it profit a man? As that same Lord said, that same Lord that met me on the Damascus Road, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world of means, aeroplanes, subways, and all the skyscraping buildings and lose the end, the soul? So, America, I would urge you to seek to bring your spiritual advances up to your material advances. I am impelled also to write you concerning the tremendous responsibilities confronting Christians attempting to live in a sub-Christian age. Yes, I had to do that, for I had to live in an unchristian world. And every Christian has a basic responsibility to live a Christian in an unchristian world. They tell me that there are some among you, even in the churches, who give their ultimate allegiance to the patterns of the world, accept it socially. They are afraid to be ostracized, and so they conform to the patterns of the world. They live by some such philosophy as this: everybody is doing it, so it must be all right. And so often in your age, right has become merely something of taking a Gallup poll of the majority opinion. How many are living like that? How many people are giving their ultimate allegiance to this way? But America, may I say to you, as I said to the Roman church, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And may I also say to you that you have a dual citizenry. You have a twofold citizenry. You are not only a citizen of this world, but you are a citizen of another world. You live both in time and eternity, both in heaven and earth. And you must come to see that although it is true that you live now in the colony of time, you must always take your orders from the empire of eternity. You must come to see that, America, that your ultimate allegiance is not to the government, not to the state, not to the nation, but your ultimate allegiance is to God, and sometimes it's necessary to speak out against the state in order to stand up with God. Oh, America, will you come to see this? But not only that, America, I have read some of your psychology. And I hear you talking a great deal about maladjustment. It is the ringing cry of the child psychologist, maladjusted. And certainly nobody wants to be maladjusted. Everybody wants to be adjusted. But America, I want to call upon you, if you're going to be followers of Christ, to be maladjusted. I never intend, America, to adjust myself to some things, and I hope you will never adjust to it. In an age amazingly adjusted to war, I call upon you to be maladjusted. In an age amazingly adjusted to imperialism and colonialism, I call upon you to be maladjusted. In an age amazingly adjusted to hate and malice, I call upon you to be maladjusted. My plea to you in America is to be maladjusted. I understand that you have a great economic system in America that you call capitalism. And through that economic system, you have been able to do wonders. You have been able to build up the richest nation in the world. And through that system, you have been able to build up the greatest productive system that the world has ever known. And all of that's fine. But America, that is the danger, that you will misuse your capitalism. I'm not an economist, and I cannot criticize your economic system from the point of view of the economist, but I can criticize it from a moral point of view. And I still contend, America, that money can be the root of all evil, that money can lead one to live a life of gross materialism. And I'm worried that too many people in America are more concerned about making a living than making a life. And yes, America, money can lead to exploitation. And so often you have done that. For they tell me that 0.1% of the population controls more than 50% of the wealth. Oh, America, how you've taken necessities from the masses to give luxuries to the classes. Your capitalism can be used very well. You can use it to wipe poverty from the face of the earth. You can use it to lift the whole level of humanity. You can lift it to make mankind come to the point that it is destined to come to. Your wealth can be used to a noble end. You have it at your disposal. Use it for that, America. Oh, I would that I could be with you. I would that I could say to you face to face what I am trying to say to you in writing, how I long to be with you. But let me rush on and say something about the church.
All right. So I want to try to get this in quickly before we have to take a short hiatus. No, I don't think I'm going to be able to get this in time. But anyway, this is Reverend Dr. King, 1956, and he's saying, Apostle Paul has had a chance to look at the world through the prism of 1955. And this is what he had to say about, the United States of America and this Christian nation that it was supposed to be. So that's what it is. It's again called Paul's Letter to American Christians. Got to take a short hiatus. 844-967-2789. We'll take those calls shortly. You're tuned into a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
And on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
News is sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com for more information.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There are several events around Wisconsin today to observe the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. There's the annual noontime ceremony at the Wisconsin State Capitol, as well as celebrations today and tonight from Milwaukee's Marcus Performing Arts Center to Green Bay's Titletown District. Public health officials say misinformation is contributing to a dangerous decline in vaccination rates in Wisconsin. Dr. Monica Wang is with Boston University's School of Public Health. She says lies about vaccines spread faster than the truth.
Health misinformation spread can erode trust in healthcare systems. It can lead to people delaying when they go to a doctor to seek help.
At the same time, cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. About a week after her boss said he's retiring, the deputy says she wants the job. Kenosha County Deputy District Attorney Carly McNeil has officially announced her candidacy for Kenosha County District Attorney. She's got 13 years' experience in the Kenosha County DA's office. Her statement about running says she's received multiple awards for her work in supporting victims of crime and pursuing justice. A sheriff's deputy in Lake County was attacked yesterday. It happened as police were doing a well-being check prompted by concerns about a home with no utilities amid freezing temperatures. The deputy, while attempting to leave information on available services, was assaulted when a 30-year-old Lake Zurich man threw a piece of wood at her, then physically attacked her. The injured deputy was taken to the hospital and released. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Packers advance in the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a stunning win. Green Bay 48-32 over the heavily favored Cowboys in Dallas. Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored three touchdowns. Jordan Love threw three touchdowns and had nearly a perfect quarterback rating of 157.2.
It's been a long season. We've been counted out. Can't say enough how proud I am of everybody in the locker room.
Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy on the loss.
I don't think anybody saw this coming. I mean, you got to give Green Bay credit. They came in here hot, and yeah, we're hurting.
Team owner Jerry Jones.
The coaching to the players to what's around the corner on a personal basis, I'm floored.
The Packers face the 49ers on the road Saturday night, 7:15 in the divisional playoffs. NBA, the Bucks with a 144-143 win in overtime against the Sacramento Kings. Damian Lillard coming up with a huge three-point winning shot at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be dangerously cold out there. Wind chill from about minus 25 to minus 30 today, tonight, and tomorrow. Today will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. 3 above for a high tonight. Down to 10 below tomorrow, partly cloudy. Becoming breezy with a high near 4 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 5 below.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great.
Packers, Bucks,
and coming in 2024,
the Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Thank you.
the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yeah, so, you know, if you're just joining us, I'm playing a couple of the great speeches of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Early on in the show, I wanted to read this short email, and then we'll get back to Dr. King's Paul's letter to American Christians. This is, you know, this is parts of America even today. According to Wired, conservative activist and Turning Point USA co-founder Charlie Kirk plans to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day by trashing Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Martin Luther King was awful, Kirk said recently. He's not a good person. This is part of Kirk's broader strategy to discredit the civil rights leader and the landmark legislation most associated with Dr. King, the Civil Rights Act of 1964. I have a very, very radical view of him, but I can defend it. And I've thought about it, Kirk said at America's Fest. We made a huge mistake when we passed the Civil Rights Act in the 1960s. Turning Point USA, founded in 2012 by an 18-year-old Kirk's organized conservative students on college campuses, his growth into an ideological force in right-wing politics, America Fest, which took place in a convention center in downtown Phoenix, features speeches by right-wing heavyweights Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, and U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida. Nearly 20,000 people attended the four-day event, according to Kirk. Closely aligned with Donald Trump, the group has been seen as a way to replace the modern Republican establishment with young people more aligned with the 45th U.S. president and reactionary politics. Kirk argues that the Civil Rights Act, which bars discrimination on the basis of race, ushered a permanent Department of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion type bureaucracy. Referring to diversity, equity, and inclusion, he recently said that he plans to release content to discredit Martin Luther King, January 15th, King's birthday, which is a U.S. federal holiday. We're going to be hitting him next week, Kirk said on his podcast this week. Yeah. On the day of the Iowa caucuses, is MLK Day, we're going to do the thing you're not supposed to do. We're going to tell the truth about MLK Jr. You better tune in next week for perhaps, for prospects. Okay, so let me just say that. That still exists, that mentality. And this guy, who's 45 years old today, knew nothing about Dr. King. He wasn't even alive. But he has the unmitigated gall to say the things that he's saying. So, you know, this is the reason why we should never do away with history and the books, because there are people like this who still exist in the society. Calvin, if you'll please continue with Paul's letter to American Christians.
I must say to you once more, as I have said so often before, that the church is the body of Christ. And in the body of Christ, there can be no division. In the body of Christ, there can be no disunity. But I'm disturbed about America and what is happening there concerning the body of Christ. They tell me that in America, you have within Protestantism more than 256 denominations. And the tragedy of America is not so much that you have more than 256 denominations, but the fact that all of these denominations are warring against each other and trying to make it appear that they have the only truth. And oh, this narrow sectarianism, this narrow denominationalism is destroying the unity of the church. America, you must come to see that God is not a Baptist, that God is not a Methodist, that God is not an Episcopalian. God is bigger than any of our denominations. You must come to see, America, that all of this is man-made. But even as I look at Roman Catholicism, I'm disturbed about that, because it stands out also with an arrogance which becomes a spiritual arrogance, making the world appear that it has the only truth, standing with its noble Pope almost taking the place of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so when he speaks ex cathedra, he becomes infallible. I'm disturbed about any earthly creation that tends to claim infallibility. I'm disturbed about any church that refuses to cooperate with other churches with the pretense that it is the only true church. That is so much in the church that is destroying the body of Christ. And in the body of Christ, there can be no division and no disunity. But America, another thing disturbs me about your church. You have a Negro church and you have a white church. Oh, America, that is quite disturbing, for that cannot exist within the true body of Christ. How did that thing ever get into being anyway? You have allowed segregation to come into the church, America. Oh, how tragic. When you stand up on Sunday morning to sing, "In Christ there is no east or west," isn't it tragic that you stand in the most segregated hour of your Christian nation? They tell me there is more integration in sports arenas and nightclubs than that is in the Christian church. Oh, how tragic that is. How appalling that is. They tell me that there are even Christians among you who try to justify segregation on the basis of the Bible. They try to argue that the Negro is inferior by nature because of Noah's curse upon the children of Ham. Oh, my friends, oh, America, this is blasphemy. This is against everything that the Christian religion stands for. This is against the will of the Almighty God. In America, I would urge you to get rid of that something called segregation. It is a dangerous evil. It is an evil which must be wiped over the face of the earth if man is ever to come to his full maturity. America, don't compromise with it. Don't play with it. Oh, I praise your Supreme Court for passing a great decision just a year or two ago. And I praise all men in your nation of goodwill who are willing to follow it. But they tell me you still have some brothers among you in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia and Louisiana and Florida who would make their legislative halls ring loud with the words interposition and nullification. They have lost the true meaning of democracy and Christianity. And I would urge you to plead with your brothers with patience and understanding, goodwill, and tell them that this isn't the way. May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods and with Christian weapons. Never succumb to the temptation of becoming bitter. Never succumb to the temptation of indulging in hate campaigns. You must at all moments move with wise restraint and calm reasonableness. Keep pressing on, but press on with discipline and dignity, and use only the weapon of love, and let no man pull you so low as to hate.
If you're just joining us, this is Dr. King's Paul's letter, Apostle Paul's letter to the American Christians in 1956.
Discipline and dignity, and use only the weapon of love, and let no man pull you so low as to hate him. Look at your oppressor hard enough to see in him something of God's image. Yes, it might be just a spark, but if you work on him long enough, it can develop into a leaping flame. And so I would say to those of you who are warring and struggling against your oppressor to use Christian methods and Christian weapons, and let him know that as you struggle, you are not attempting to defeat him, not attempting to humiliate him, not attempting to get rid of him, to pay him back. But let him know that you are seeking to help him as well as yourself. Let him know that the festering sword of segregation debilitates the white man as well as the Negro, Let him know that as you seek to rid the earth of this evil of segregation, you're seeking to help him also. Give that message all over the world and live by that principle and get rid of that something called segregation, America. For it is not only rationally inexplicable, but it is morally scandalous. You must get rid of it if you are to be a Christian nation. Yes, America, I realize that some of you will give your lives to this something. There will be white people of goodwill who will do it, and there will be Negroes who will struggle to get rid of it. But I want to say this to you, that as you struggle, don't despair. Realize that whenever you stand up for right and righteousness, whenever you stand up for truth, whenever you stand up for goodness, you will be persecuted, but don't despair about it. Sometimes it might mean going to jail, but if that is the case, be willing to fill up the jail, because I had to go to jail. It might even mean physical death, but if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a life of permanent psychological death, then nothing could be more honorable. Don't worry about the persecutions, America. You are going to have that if you stand up for truth and goodness. Oh, that happened throughout my life. As soon as I was converted, I was denied by the disciples at Jerusalem. Then I was later tried for heresy at Jerusalem. Yes, I was beaten at Thessalonica. I was mobbed at Ephesus. I was jailed at Philippi, and I went down to Athens, and I was depressed there. Yes, I was even shipwrecked in Malta, but I'm still going. And I still believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only hope of the world. I still believe that in standing up for the gospel of Jesus, nothing in the world is greater. This is the end of life. This is the end of the universe. The end of the universe is not to be happy. The end is not to avoid suffering, but the end of life is to do the will of God, come what may. Oh, America, will you hear that and will you follow that before it is too late? Then I must say one other thing. You know, I said to the church at Corinth that love is the principal thing, and I want to still say that to America. America, I want you to know that you might move high in the world. You might come to the point that you are mighty eloquent in your speech. You might master the English language. All of your grammar might be perfect.
All right, if you're just joining us, this is Dr. King's Paul's Letter to American Christians, written in 1956. It depicts Apostle Paul looking down on America at that point in time, 1956, and speaking to American Christians about the direction of their faith and the nation as a whole. Special edition of the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. Have to take a short hiatus. We'll return.
Listening to news, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com. www.chuckmith.com or call 262-886-9200.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
There's a train a-coming. The train to Jordan, coast to coast, open the doors and board 'em. Love the moon.
All right, welcome back. Very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. We celebrate Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Paul's letter to American Christians. Calvin, if you please.
Move high. You might move with all of the eloquence of an articulate speech. But I want you to realize, America, that it is still true that even if you can speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, you are become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Yes, America, you may have the gift of prophecy so that you can understand all mysteries. You may have scientific insights so that you can break out into the storehouse of nature. Yes, America, you might have all of the mysteries and understand them so that you can remove the mountains of material obstacles. You may move all of the mountains that stand before you, but unless you have love, it means nothing. But even more, America, you may give your goods to feed the poor. You might tower high in philanthropy. You may give great gifts to the United Appeal. You may give great gifts to your colleges and universities. You may give big money. But if you have not love, it means nothing. Yes, and you may even give your body to be burned. You may even stand up and die life as a martyr. You may stand before the universe as that honorable person who was willing to stand up as a martyr. But even if you do that and you have love, It means nothing. Yes, America, it is possible to be self-disciplined in one's denial and self-righteous in some self-sacrifice. It is.
All right. As we're having some technical difficulties with the rest of that speech, it was starting to culminate anyway. But the point that Dr. King was making when he crafted that speech was the fact that America, certainly a nation that supposedly was founded under the Judeo-Christian ethic, had fallen short, and that it needed to take a look at itself because of the error of her ways. I maintain that as a soon-to-be 70-year-old black man, in America, who's lived here my entire life, who loves this nation, that America is still falling short. And here it is, you know, a man who, an honest man, who from the time he was 15 years old was such a brilliant student that he entered college at the age of 15, received his doctorate degree in theology, systematic theology, spent 13 years up and down the highways and the byways of this nation, in the South and the North, pointing out to our nation that we had certainly followed the wrong path and that we needed to correct it. You know, our nation is still following the wrong path, and it needs to be corrected. That young man from Turning Point USA, who is going to condemn Dr. King and the civil rights movement, 45 years old, who has no concept, no clue, no understanding whatsoever about who Dr. King was and how honored a man Dr. King was and is going to trash Dr. King's memory. But here's what I'd say to a wayward young person like that and those who follow him, and Donald Trump, who was along with those guys, and Tucker Carlson and the rest of them. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Cesar Chavez are the only other Americans to have their birthdays observed as a national holiday. I repeat, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Cesar Chavez, and Dr. Martin Luther King are the only ones in the history of this nation whose birthdays have been observed as national holidays. So it doesn't matter in the long run that hate that continues to be preached about a man who gave his life, a man who fought for justice, a man who knew what the outcome was going to be, a man who could have lived his life well, brilliant man. If material possessions were his view and his idea, he could have lived royally. A man as brilliant as that. But that was not his path. We've got to take a short hiatus. When we come back, we'll continue. Special edition of the Earl Ingram Show, honoring the memory of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
Thank the Lord.
Open the doors and board 'em.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Right now, the start something new sales event is on at Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Get 15% off new 2023 Jeep Renegades and Jeep Compass, or 10% off on Dodge Durango RTAWD. Dodge Durango offers best-in-class towing up to 8,700 pounds, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualify buyers with approved credit through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Based on latest HIS's standard full-size CUV segment, competitor information based upon current available manufacturer specifications. When properly equipped, excludes other FCA vehicles. See dealer for details. Expires 1/31/24.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.